the end of this morning's gospel, the Pharisees ask our Lord the question, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" And yet, in fact, this is the point, the very point that Christ is making here. Every time our Lord works a miracle in the gospel, certainly on one level, it's out of a profound compassion for the one who is suffering, and so moved with compassion for this blind man, he heals his blindness. But Jesus also always works his miracles, not just for that individual, but as a sign for others, and indeed for us as well. And in this miracle, our Lord wants us to recognize the truth that every single person comes into this world blind. Perhaps not physically, but certainly in our souls, spiritually. As the Lord said to Samuel in our first reading, "Man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." You and I are blind, if you will, when we come into this world in terms of seeing beyond the mere appearance of this life. Without the gift of faith, that gift that we receive from God in baptism, we're blind. We see only the appearance of things, but we don't see the heart of things, what lies hidden underneath the appearances. But faith is this beautiful gift from God of light that opens the eyes of our soul to much deeper realities that we can't see without it. The most obvious example of this is the gift of the sacraments. Take baptism, for example. On the surface, we see merely someone's head being washed with water, nothing more. But faith teaches us to see to the heart of the matter, that in that moment, the soul is being washed, cleansed, recreated. The soul is being made a dwelling place, a temple for the Blessed Trinity. And that person in that moment is becoming a son or a daughter of God. Man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. Or take what we do here. In a few moments, we'll see bread and wine carried down the aisle and placed on the altar. And after the words of consecration, the appearance remains the same. It looks still like bread and wine. But that light of faith teaches us to see something deeper, to see to the heart of the matter that what had been mere bread and wine, by the power of Christ and His Holy Spirit, now is the real presence of Jesus Christ in our midst, His body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. We practice this way of seeing, if you will, here, so that then in every aspect of our lives, we can begin to see what we had once been blind to. God hidden under very ordinary appearances. So that then as we look at our lives, we begin to recognize that the joys and the pleasures and the blessings of this life, they're merely little foretastes and glimpses of the eternal joys that await us in heaven. And the light of faith that heals our interior blindness helps us even begin to see the dark realities of suffering and death in a new way. These inescapable realities of our earthly experience, on the surface, they appear simply to be evil. We don't want to suffer, and we certainly don't want to die. But the light of faith helps us to pierce underneath these appearances. Faith shows us that suffering, in fact, is another place where we can meet the Lord. Our sufferings are an opportunity to be one with Him on the cross, to know a deeper kind of intimacy with the Lord, and even to join Him in offering our sufferings for the salvation of the world. And the light of faith illuminates even that most dark thing of all, the reality of death. And the light of faith shows us that death, in fact, has now, by the grace of God, become the very passageway to eternal life. Because Christ himself has conquered death and promised us the resurrection. Man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks to the heart. So yes, we are blind. This was the problem for the Pharisees. Ultimately, they couldn't admit their blindness, their need for a Savior, their need for the gift of faith. But when we come to Christ like the man in the gospel, our blindness is healed, and this new sight is given us that allows us to see beyond the appearance to the heart. We begin to see everything differently. So let us today not be proud like the Pharisees. Let us instead confess our blindness to the Lord, our deep need for him, and ask him to heal that blindness so that we might see not only the appearance, but learn with the Lord to see to the very heart. St. Patrick, pray for us.